May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. Do not be afraid. We heard this phrase twice this morning. In the first reading, when God spoke to Abraham, and later when Jesus was talking to his disciples. Fear is one of the most common emotions that humans experience. What things are we afraid of? Well, we can be afraid that bad things might happen in nature or by humans. For example, we can be afraid if we're caught in an intense storm or during an earthquake, or if we get lost in the woods, or if we become lost at sea. We can be afraid while doing something, undertaking a difficult mountain climb, swimming a long distance, taking an examination, or being interviewed for a job. We can be afraid of other people during war, being maimed or killed, or being kidnapped, or being bullied by another person. We can be afraid of the unexpected, of trying something new, of starting a new career, changing jobs, losing a job, worrying about our children and their situations. Sometimes careful preparation can allay these fears. Sometimes our trust in others, parents, teachers, mentors, friends, that trust can help dispel these fears. And our trust in God and that we are his children can help conquer our fears. Don't be afraid. When have you heard those words? Well, parents, we as parents, use those words to comfort our children when they're starting on new ventures, maybe their first sleepover, their first day at school, going off to summer camp, going away to college, or maybe starting a new job. These are situations that put our children into new, unknown territory. They've never been there before, and they want assurance of their safety. And we all trust that our parents have kept our best interest in mind and provide us assurance that these new experiences can be positive in the long run. When my wife and I moved to Calgary 45 years ago, away from family, to start a new job, we felt financial fear buying our first home and deciding to have a family. Mentors and friends helped us through those early years when interest rates climbed from 19% to over 18%. That was also a time when I refound my faith in God and learned to trust in Him for our needs. My faith was able to help me not be afraid. In the news these last few weeks, especially last week, we heard about a man, Christian Baxter, who was held in Syria for 8 months. And I'm sure that during those 8 months, he feared that he might never get back to Canada. And we also know about two Canadians, Michael Kovrick and Michael Spavor, who've been held in China now for a few years. They and their families fear for their treatment and hopefully for their release. And I have empathy with them because 15 years ago, I was visiting North Korea to do some geoscience field work. And I found myself being taken into a room and being interrogated at the end of my assignment. And I had fear that I might not be able to leave the country. I was afraid. But fortunately, my sponsors were traveling with me, and they were Christians, and I was a Christian of strong faith. And our prayers at the time helped me get through that situation and safely exit the country. I relied on that promise in Psalm 34, where it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I needed to trust in God at that time and not be afraid. The words don't be afraid or their equivalent are found in the Bible over 80 times. Often those words are a rhetorical prelude to the announcement of God's mighty and saving deeds. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and announced that she would bear the Christ child, she was told, do not be afraid. When the disciples feared that they would drown during a storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus said, do not be afraid. When Jesus predicted that his followers would face persecution and death in the future, he says, do not be afraid. And those words are the starting points of the readings today. For Abram, who became Abraham, it was a promise that his family would be blessed and that his family would become a great nation. For the disciples, it was a promise that focusing on God's kingdom takes away worldly anxieties and fears. When we are young, as we heard this morning earlier, we have faith that our parents know what is best for us. They've been through these life experiences and can share the assurance that all will work out. We have faith that they have our best interest in their hearts. So what is faith? Well, this morning from the second reading from the letter of Hebrews, we heard that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And this passage went on to provide several examples of people who possessed great faith in God, that God could do the impossible, that God could rescue them from difficulties. And that reading ends with the statement, all of these died in faith without having received the promises. But from a distance they saw and greeted them. And it ends with, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a place for them. So in the gospel readings the last few weeks, Jesus has been warning his disciples of threats to their spiritualism, to their spiritual life. Last week we heard the story about the rich fool. And if we looked at that, he focused on individualism could be a threat. That farmer, if you look at the words that he spoke, was afflicted by the unholy trinity, we call it, me, myself, and I. Now this week, Jesus talks about our dependence on worldly possessions and encourages us to shed most of them and to rely on God to provide for our needs. And materialism truly is a significant threat to our reliance on God and hence our own spirituality. So this morning Jesus says, do not be afraid, my little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you all the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, and an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. In other words, Jesus is saying, have faith in God, trust God, for all your needs. It is God's good pleasure. It's God's intention, his plan and delight to give you the kingdom. So if this is true, then we, as Jesus' disciples, can indeed resist the seduction of wealth, not fall prey to the constant anxiety about worldly needs, and we can share what we have with others, and we can wait expectantly, even eagerly, for the coming of the Son of Man. So our readings today are about God's promises and the coming of his kingdom, that as Christians we are children of God and heirs to that kingdom. And in that kingdom there will be no fear, for God has promised to be with us in any circumstances. We may not know what the future holds, but with God at our side, nothing can get in the way of his love for us. And the Bible is filled with these messages of hope. We have no reason to fear what is coming. We just need faith, that assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And we are told that faith is a gift, a spiritual gift that God will provide. We are told, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Jesus also said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. We need faith to trust that God will fulfill these promises, faith that God will provide for all our needs, faith that Jesus, as a human, experienced temptation and knows our fears, faith that he accepts us as we are, with all our limitations, faith that if we trust in him, we can say with confidence, glory to God working in us, who can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Amen.